Justice John Yell, president of the Jonglei State High Court, says there is no place to conduct court hearings after floodwaters overran the entire court premises. Consequently, says Justice Yell, all hearings and trials have been suspended until the floodwaters recede.
For the crisis of the flooding that occupy all the areas, especially the premises of the court, whether a high court or a county court or town bench court, so there is no way out to proceed ahead with any activities during this crisis.
Sambor area citizens with cases pending in court are not happy about Judge Yell's decision. 37-year-old Abraham Aleu worries that shutting down court proceedings will lead to more criminal activity.
I have a case there which has not ended up to now. But that's why I mentioned to be shock information to all citizens of Jonglei State. These are very sensitive part of life because court is a part of life. However, in any country, wherever human being live, because if you shut down this one and criminal and those who have loading cases will hear this, thing will raise very, very badly and thing will be very worse.
Another complainant, 41-year-old Ding Dao, says officials should have relocated court hearings and trials to dry areas, given that no one knows when the flood waters will recede. Dao says land disputes and similar cases are complicated, and if they are delayed for too long, people may be tempted to take the law into their own hands.
We are not happy because of that one, but it is because of the flooding that cases was closed. But we need the high court to come back and finish our cases.
With the exception of murder suspects, Judge Yell says those accused of committing crimes are in detention facilities or have been granted bail and will resettle with their families to higher ground. Justice Yell says justice delayed can only be considered denied when it is done intentionally.
This one now, especially in Bo Town or Jonglei State, that's like it is out of their hands. And even those who have their witness or the parties, they are not around. Families are scattered. People are being just displaced. And even old men and women who are just lying peaceful on their bed are now out of their houses looking for shelter for the basic needs.
Justice Yell is urging complainants and the accused to be patient. He says cases will be heard as soon as the flooding recedes and things return to normal. Authorities say over 80% of the state capital board is submerged in Authorities say over 80% of the state capital Bor is submerged in flood waters. According to Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, some 350,000 people in Jonglei State have been displaced by flooding since July. About 180,000 in Bor Town have been displaced. Some were moved to higher ground in Minkaman Town of Lakes State and to Mangala in Central Equatoria State. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng. In Bor.